Yeah, actually, I had a question for Jerry Ann.
Okay.
Is your dad's name Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. I work in Clay Center, and occasionally I have to work with him.
Oh.
And I've been listening to the show for quite a while, and when you came on, I had to kind of piece things together, but then I kind of figured out that I knew who you were.
Busted.
Yep. Oh, man.
It's such a small world, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I enjoy having you on, and I like listening to you guys in the morning every day for my commute.
Thanks.
Where do you commute to?
Manhattan to Clay Center.
Oh, okay.
Most people are going to Manhattan from Clay Center, but I'm kind of the opposite. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, all right?
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take care. Hey there, you got something for free for all?
Well, the other day you were talking about dolled up dudes.
Yeah.
And then I went to work, work in a salon, and this guy comes in who was kind of one of my friends in high school. He was kind of like the little brother I never had and never wanted.
Okay.
And he doesn't live around here anymore, but he's back visiting, and he came in for a haircut, and he was like, man, I got a manicure yesterday, and the chick painted my nails. And I'm like, why did you get a manicure? He goes, well, because in the business world, most of the time, the first thing people notice are your hands or your shoes. And I'm like, okay. Which, you know, that may be true, but I think maybe, you know, clean and short nails are, you know, probably good enough.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Check out these fingernails, Jerry Ann. Pretty nice, huh?
Really short.
Ooh. You gotta keep them short.
Yeah, and then I was cutting his hair, and he goes, you know how they usually take the neck trimmers and trim that hair, you know, the furry little neckline?
Oh, I thought, okay, yeah, I thought you were talking about something else, but okay, yeah.
He goes, can you wax it for me?
Wax his neck?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we waxed it. I think that would hurt like crazy, but...
Yeah.
Whatever floats his boat.
What else have you waxed? Anything fun?
Underarms.
Pits.
Nose hairs.
Yeah, I don't get that. That still bugs me. Why do you wax? Can't you just pluck them or trim them or something?
Well, you can. This gets them really good, though.
Every once in a while. Oh, go ahead.
And if you ever sprout ear hairs, I can wax those, too.
That's never going to happen to me. No, sir. Or ma'am, I guess I would say.
Come talk to me when you're, like, 65.
It's going to be over by then. Don't worry.